So the topic today is the mitzvah of tzitzis. And even though 3 out of 4 of you right now are women in the room who don't have an obligation in tzitzis, I like to always stress that the meaning of a mitzvah, whether or not you're obligated to perform it, the meaning is still there. And even women have their share in mitzvahs that men do, both in inspiring, encouraging men, and also in terms of understanding the idea. And sometimes we understand that whatever the mitzvah the man is doing, it's not the woman doesn't deserve it, she doesn't need it. I mean, women in a certain sense might be more in tune spiritually, and they don't need these mitzvahs. I mean, many say, why is it that men cover their heads and women don't? It's because men need the reminder of God at all times. Women are more sensitive naturally to remember God. So there's ideas like that, that women naturally are more in tune at times spiritually and don't need the mitzvahs. So just because we're discussing tzitzis doesn't mean that women aren't relevant to the discussion. Don't get up and leave. You know, you can... The what? The
Tales Factory.
Oh, Techelis. Yeah, right. You were there? I was also there. It was very interesting. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. Well, let's start from the beginning. So it says in the book of Bamidbar, it's in Parsha Shlach, it's the very end of Shlach. It's also recited daily in our Shema. The third paragraph of Shema daily discusses the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. It says that God spoke to Moshe, and he said to Moshe, tell the children of Israel, Asulam tzitzis, make for yourselves tzitzis on the corners of your garments for all generations, and on the tzitzis of the corner of the garment you should put a blue thread, a psil techeles, of the techeles dye, a blue dye. It then says, they shall be for you tzitzis, you shall see them, you should remember all of God's commandments and do them, and you shall not stray after your hearts and after your eyes, after which you constantly are straying. So you should remember and do all the commandments, and you should be holy to your God. I am God who took you out from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, to be for you a God. I am Hashem, your God. So that's the command of tzitzis. It's interesting that we do say it as part of our Shema. Now, Shema we look at as kind of like the primary beliefs of a Jew. Within the recitation of Shema, we discuss the belief in one God. We discuss not serving idolatry. We discuss the concept of accepting mitzvahs upon ourselves. God has a desire and commands us. We have to follow it. We discuss reward. We discuss punishment. We discuss the exodus from Egypt, and these are all kind of fundamentals of our faith. Within Shema, we have inserted in there a few different mitzvahs, such as putting up a mezuzah, and wearing tefillin, and then tzitzis is part of Shema as well. So, obviously, tzitzis must carry within it a much deeper meaning than just threads on the side of a garment, because it's part of our daily recitation of Shema. We say it twice daily. And it's true that part of the reason we say that paragraph is to mention the Exodus, because the very end of the paragraph says, I am God, took you out of Egypt. But the rabbis could have chosen many, many different parts of the Torah that mention the Exodus. They chose this paragraph to teach us a special lesson. So understanding tzitzis helps understand that third paragraph of Shema, and what it's supposed to be reminding us of. Let's go through the brief halachas of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis is that if you have a garment of four corners, you must put on these fringes, these tzitzis, these strings. Only on a four-corner garment. If your garment does not have four corners, there's no obligation. If your garment was to have five corners, you actually put tzitzis on the furthermost corners of the garment. So if you have a five-corner garment, you take the furthest corners, put tzitzis on those corners. And even on a four-cornered garment, like people have asked, you have like a polo shirt, and there's like a little slit in the side, so there are little corners there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know? You're not obligated to tzitzis unless it's halfway split, halfway up the garment. So it has to be a large split. So a talus is something that has four corners clearly, and you wrap it around yourself. The talus cut in the small tzitzis that we wear, that's four corners. It just flops over, and there's no, it's not bound at all on the sides. There are some kinds of like vests that are out there that might be subject to tzitzis, and it's not so common nowadays in modern clothing that you have four corners in regular clothing. But every once in a while, there might be some sort of vest or jacket or something that does have a split going halfway up, and that would require tzitzis. So that's an interesting thing. But typically, in the old days, they actually had regular styles of dress that would need tzitzis. Nowadays, you rarely find clothing like that unless you actually want to do the mitzvah and you buy the talus or the talus katan to put tzitzis on. But technically, it's not just a mitzvah for your talus, it's any four-corner garment which you would wear would need tzitzis. The materials that require tzitzis, so everybody's in agreement that a wool or linen garment needs tzitzis. Wool and linen were the primary materials in the Torah, this is discussed in the Torah. There is a dispute if the Torah would require tzitzis on non-wool or linen garments, other materials, cotton, polyester, those types of things, would they require tzitzis? I'm certainly rabbinically the nitzitzis. So even though it's a disputed if they need it on a Torah level, on a rabbinic level, any material you would need tzitzis. So many men commonly would wear cotton tzitzis, which according to many is a Torah obligation. Some say it's rabbinic, but certainly is a mitzvah, that's for sure. The women are exempt from tzitzis, and the reason for that is that's considered a time-bound mitzvah. Like any other time-bound mitzvah, women are exempt, so they're exempt from tzitzis as well. Why is it time-bound? So that's actually not so clear either. The Torah says that you shall see your tzitzis. You shall see them. So the Talmud tells us that's coming to exclude the nighttime. So the nighttime, because it's not light outside, it's dark, you can't see. So there's a big dispute what it means it excludes the nighttime. Does it mean that one is exempt from tzitzis every single night? Or some opinions say it means nighttime garments. So for example, if you had a four-cornered pajama shirt, right? So one opinion would say that is exempt even during the daytime, since it's a garment which is made as nighttime clothing. Some opinions would say, no, it's obligated during the day, it's exempt at night, because that's to do the time of day. So it's a question, is the time of day that exempts you, or the designation of the garment that exempts you? That's a dispute. We're stringent for both, so if one was to wear a regular four-corner garment at night, you put tzitzis on it. If one was to wear pajamas during the day, you put tzitzis on it. But either way, that makes it that women are exempt because it is bound by time, this mitzvah. Because time does dictate how the mitzvah works, women become exempt from it. That's the idea. even though technically the obligation is only if you actually have a four-cornered garment on, there's no obligation in the Torah to proactively get a four-cornered garment. As opposed to, let's say, like tefillin, every man's obligated to put on tefillin daily, regardless of the situation. When it comes to tzitzis, men are not obligated, according to the Torah, to pursue proactively a four-cornered garment. However, the custom has become that men try to do that. Orthodox observant men proactively will try to put on a four-cornered garment daily. And that's because the mitzvah is so unique and special, you want to grab the extra mitzvah. Why not? It's an easy mitzvah to do. It provides a lot of divine reward and protection. So why not proactively put it on when it's so easy to do? So there is the common custom amongst observant men is to proactively get the garment despite the fact it's an obligation. If there is a unique concept of wearing tzitzis during tefillah, during prayer, the idea of a talis, and that's actually found in the Midrash. It says describing God, which is, again, this is metaphoric, obviously, but it says that after the Jews had sinned in the desert, Hashem came to teach Moshe about how to pray for repentance. And it says that God himself, he wrapped himself in a talis, as if he were a prayer leader, a chazan, and he led Moshe in the prayers. So it actually says in the Midrash that Hashem put on a talis. Now again, it's all metaphoric, obviously, but there is some unique idea for tefillah, for prayer, you put a talis on. That we do have. Now it's funny, because in terms of the broader Jewish world, it's universal, I think, you know, in all shuls, even conservative, even some reform, that when it comes to prayer, at least the chazan, he puts the talis on to some degree. That's pretty universal. The idea of wearing tzitzis constantly, the talis katan, is not as universal. That even Orthodox, some Orthodox men don't even do that. You know, that's not as universal as the talis or davening. But it's interesting because the Eben Ezra, who's one of the major commentators in the Torah, he says the talis katan worn all day long is actually much more significant than the talis during davening. He says why? Because we'll discuss later on. And one of the main ideas of tzitzis is to constantly remember God and not to sin. So while you're standing in shul davening, it's unlikely you're actually sin. You know, it's hard to do anything wrong when standing in shul davening. When you're out in your day and you're at work and you're exercising, you're talking to friends, and you're eating, there you're much more likely to sin. So the reminder not to sin is much more significant during the rest of your day than during davening. So even though the universal custom seems to be that everyone wears a talis during davening, not everyone wears tzitzis during the rest of the day, Eben Ezra says it should be the opposite. He says that if you're going to choose one over the other, it's much more significant to wear the talis katan to remind you not to sin all day long than wear the talis during davening.
Is that why Dor Mar, a lot of men take it off, like the work from it? But
not. Well, that's because of the idea we said at nighttime you're not obligated.
Right.
Yeah, that's that idea.
The
right. So because there's an obligation at night, some don't wear it at night.
Okay.
So there's different customs in different shuls. Some shuls, the chazan will wear one at night, some he won't. But there's no obligation at night based on that. The concept of putting on the blue string, the idea of techilas. So there is a halacha. The mitzvah of the Torah itself is that you should have techeles in your tzitzis. You should have this blue string dyed with a special blue dye. Techeles is made from a species called a chilazon. The identity of that species was lost to us for many, many centuries, and we didn't know how to make the dye. The Talmud records it, but at some point in history, I guess after we were exiled, we no longer had access to the chilazon. We don't know the identity of it 100%. And therefore, at this point in history, commonly people do not have techeles because we don't have this dye. We can't make the dye out of this species called the chilazon. And what it is, some identify it as some sort of snail or fish. It's definitely a water creature. That's very clear. What exactly it is disputed. In terms of the English translation, what kind of snail, what kind of fish, not so clear. But is a dye made out of this species called the chilazon. There are some people who have claimed to have found the chilazon, discovered it once again. As Brenda was saying, you can actually go to Israel today and go to the Techeles factory. It's kind of out in the middle of the desert. It's an interesting place. You're expecting this big place. It's a little shack in the desert, basically. They produce a lot of Techeles there, and they have a whole theory explaining that they feel that this snail, which they've discovered, is the Chilazon. They have archaeological proof, they have halachic proof. It seems at this point the major rabbinic authorities have not yet accepted it, as this is for sure Techeles. Some wear it nowadays and some don't. But there is definitely a claim that some have techeles nowadays. In the past, couple decade or two, they've discovered it, which we didn't have for centuries and centuries and centuries in Jewish life. Either way, the idea of wearing techeles does not impact your mitzvah of tzitzis, meaning you definitely fulfilled your mitzvah whether or not you wear techeles. And wearing techeles is itself a mitzvah. But the Gemara tells us that the blue string doesn't impact the white string, and the white doesn't impact the blue. As long as you're wearing your white strings, you're doing your mitzvah anyways. So that's clear. So even someone does not wear techeles, still done his mitzvah. So that, I guess, is tzitzis in a nutshell, in terms of halachas. Now let's understand the meaning of the mitzvah. It's a strange mitzvah. I mean, tying strings at the end of your garment is kind of a strange thing. What's it supposed to do for us? What does it symbolize? What does it mean? So first and foremost, we have to look at the verse in the Torah. The Torah says, "It shall be for you tzitzis." Or isemos, you should see them. Uzachartem is kol mitzvos Hashem. You should remember all of God's commandments.
Yeah. What parsha is that
in? In Shlach, very end of Shlach. So the Torah tells us a simple reason for the mitzvah, which the tzitzis is supposed to remind you of all of God's commandments. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us at first, there's actually interesting gematria you can do to remind you of 613. The word tzitzis itself, tzadi yud tuf, the numerical value of that word is 600. Tzadi 90, yud is 10, tzadi 90, yud is 10, and then tuf is 400, so you have 600. You have 8 strings on each corner, and there's 5 knots in each corner. So your 8 strings and your 5 knots, plus your 600 of the word tzitzis, that makes 613.
8 strings is 4 times 4.
You're right, but I'm saying, each corner, and there's 5 knots in each corner. Take that one corner, each string is 5 knots.
It's counting one of the...
One corner, just count one corner. Yeah, correct. That's what Rashi says in the Torah, that's Rashi's commentary, and that's supposed to be some sort of allusion to the idea that tzitzis reminds you of all the mitzvahs. But that's not the end of it. I'm saying that the idea that it reminds you of mitzvahs goes much deeper than that. But Rashi's just showing, even in the word and in the physical strings themselves, you find a hint to 613. Now, but let's think about it a little bit deeper, because it can't just be a cute way to figure out the numerical value and suddenly remember all my mitzvahs. That can't be the idea. So what's the idea? So tzitzis is something which is referred to as arba kanfos. There's 4 corners. So a person is surrounded by the tzitzis. It surrounds the person. The idea when we put on a talis, the bracha we make is lehis hatef betzitzis. You wrap yourself in tzitzis. You envelop yourself in it. So you're being enveloped in a mitzvah. The corners, ideally, have white and blue strings. As you mentioned, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to wear blue strings as well. But it's not just blue, it's white and blue. So ideally, you're wrapping yourself in the entire tzitzis. They're on all 4 sides of you. It surrounds you. And you have their white and blue. Now, the rabbis teach us that the idea of the blue strings, the blue reminds us of, it's supposed to look like an ocean blue. So it reminds you of the ocean. And the ocean reminds you of the sky. And the sky directs you towards God's heavenly throne. That's what rabbis say. Meaning the blue is supposed to be reminiscent of God's heavenly throne by means of seeing the ocean and the sky and then the heavens. That's the idea. So it represents to us that all around us, you have an ability to perceive God. You look in one corner, there's white, you see that blue string. You look in the next corner, there's white, there's a blue string. All around, there's white. White represents just kind of neutrality of this world. But there's a blue string in every single corner, which is supposed to remind you of God. So the idea of tzitzis, when it says you remember all of God's commands by wearing tzitzis, it means if we perceive God all around us, then we'll remember to serve Him. That's what it means. So it means you look all around you, you should be seeing the world through that spectrum, through the spectrum of the white strings and the blue strings. The whole world is like a white world, we'll call it. You know, things are kind of neutral. And then you see one string there of blue, and it kind of reminds you of God. That's the idea of tzitzis. The word itself, tzitzis, as some say, it comes from the Hebrew root word of metzitz, which is to glance, to see. To glance or to see. Because wearing tzitzis reminds us to see God. It reminds us that God sees us. So it's a mitzvah that's reminding us of seeing. We're supposed to be seeing God, and God sees us throughout our daily life. The mitzvah is done on our clothing. So why is it on our clothing? So the one commentary, the Tor, he writes that, you know, it's similar. We have the idea that people tie string to their finger, right? And so if you want to remember something, you tie string to your finger, and you look at it later, oh, I have to pick up my cleaning or something, right? So you have a string on your finger. So the strings on our clothing are a reminder for us that throughout our day we can look down and we see, oh, tzitzis. And that reminds me of the fact that I'm supposed to serve God and follow His commands.
How come women don't wear tzitzis?
So I mentioned it a little bit before, but we'll talk about it a little later. But I mentioned it before. But the idea is that we need constant reminders. A Jew needs constant reminders to serve God. Now, why is that? Because we live in a world where our surrounding environment is not always supportive of our service of God, and very often it counters the service of God. Society around us, the majority of people around us, the ideals, the morals, the ethics which are there, very often are not Torah ethics, are not Jewish ethics. People out there are not encouraging us to do the mitzvahs and to serve God. So when you live a life like that, if you don't have constant reminders that you have to stay focused, and keep your eye on the ball, always serve God in the right way, we lose it. And this is actually the reason for many of our mitzvahs. The idea of praying 2 times a day. One concept of tefillah 3 times a day is that you need 3 reminders. Every single portion of your day needs a reminder. Okay, I'm a Jew, I have to serve God. God's in control. So I do it in the morning, afternoon, and night. Because every part of the day requires me to say to myself, I'm not in control. You know, my boss is not in control. Obama's not in control. God's in control. You know, that's what we have to say 3 times a day. So tzitzis also, it shows us that we have to remember constantly God's in control. He's out there in the world. He created us. We're here to serve Him. And that's the way that we can avoid being persuaded to do something which is inappropriate, immoral, unethical, dishonest. That's what tzitzis does for us. And it's something that a man sees and feels constantly on his body, which means that it serves as a constant reminder. The Talmud tells us an interesting story. There was a man who was tempted to purchase the services of a prostitute. And he goes to her, and he's in her room, and she's there seducing him, and his tzitzis smack him in the face. At that point, he backs off, and he says, okay, I'm out of here. But the Gemara's point, when it says that story, is that tzitzis, that's the role of tzitzis. Tzitzis, their role is to smack us in the face every time we're about to do something inappropriate, and say, stop, there's a God in the world, you have to follow His will. And that story is a little bit of an extreme, but that story kind of is a paradigm for us.
It's an interesting ending to it, too.
What?
That same story. It's going to tell the ending of it.
I don't know what's the ending you're referring to. I think you're referring to a different story,
so
actually.
The prostitute says, so what's wrong? Don't you find me beautiful and attractive?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, I do, but, you know, just the reminder of these, you know. So the prostitute was so impressed by this that she actually...
Convert. That's right. Yeah, thank you. Right.
Right.
You remind me of that. Right. Correct.
And that is the rest of the story.
Yes. Good. But that serves for us as a model for tzitzis. Tzitzis is supposed to be for us whenever we're about to do an inappropriate act in life. We have this reminder, stop, think, do what's right. There's a little deeper point as well in tzitzis. Tzitzis is supposed to teach us to find God in all situations. Meaning what? You know, the word that we use for the blue string is called techelos. And techelos is the word used throughout the Torah to refer to this special blue dye. But the word techelos is the same letter as the word tachlis, which is purpose. Tachlis is a purpose. And the blue strings are there to show us the purpose of the world, the purpose of life. And how do we understand the purpose of life? Purpose of life is that through the world we live in, through the physical material world, through the darkness and the evil which is around us, through all the challenges, you find God. And that's our role as Jews. Everything around us, you know, things around us are not so clear. We get confused. We have challenges. We have evil to deal with. We have temptations. But overall, the tachlis, the purpose of our lives, is that we're supposed to find God through all of this. We have to push aside all the muck and see where God is in all of the difficulties in life. So techeles, the blue dye, which we said represents God's heavenly throne, shows us our tachlis, our purpose in life. It's the same word, techeles and tachlis. The blue is the purpose. The idea we mentioned before, the rabbis describe that the techeles reminds you of the ocean, and that reminds you of the sky. And that reminds you of God's heavenly throne. So it's kind of like a long shot. It's a very indirect reminder. Why is it that the rabbis term it that way? Why don't we just say, well, the blue reminds you of the heavens, and that reminds you of God? I mean, they can be more direct. Why do we have to have this whole trail? Okay, you think about the ocean, you think about the sky, you think about God. Why is it that way? And I think it's the same point, because finding God in life is challenging sometimes. You know, you have your white strings and your blue strings. It's not all blue. There's white and there's blue, because a lot of times all you see is the white. You don't see God. But if you look in between the white, there's a blue string there as well. If you look, you have to look closely though, it doesn't jump out at you. So also, you're looking in life for God. You don't see God right away. You might see an ocean. You might see the sky. Eventually, when you look through it all, you see God behind the scenes. But our role in life doesn't allow us to see God easily. That's not the challenge of this world. You know, God put us on this planet to give us a challenge that we're supposed to find God on this planet. You know, God's not apparent to all. God's not obvious. That's why you have people out there who don't believe in God. God's not obvious. If you think about it, if you look very closely, if you Mrs. Mitzit, just appear. You peer inside very closely. At that point, you see God in life. So that's the idea. So the idea of Techeles is that it's supposed to lead us to our Tachlis. Techeles is supposed to teach us that in between the white, there's blue. In every situation in life, if you look very closely, you can see that blue thread running through, leading us up to God again. We'll discuss more in a minute, but the idea of it being even a thread, we talk about there's a thread leading me somewhere else. That's even a terminology we use in English. And since this is showing us, there's a thread here that leads me up to heaven. I don't see it clearly, but I know if I follow along that blue string, I'm going to reach God. Behind every single event, you will reach God. The commentator, Ralbag, he actually writes a very interesting thing. He says the four corners of the garment represent the four... You know, in the ancient world, there are essentially four elements of life. There was earth, wind, fire, and water. Right? That's the early philosophers speak that way, and many early Jewish philosophers speak that way as well. And even nowadays, we can still break things down really into those four categories in many, many situations. But we have the original four elements that the philosophers have discussed. You have earth, wind, water, and fire. And the four corners of your tzitzis represent earth, wind, water, fire. All the elements of this world, the physical world. He says that the strings represent the abundant happenings of our world. So you have a world composed of the four primary elements of the earth, wind, water, and fire. You have all these strings coming out, which show there's so much happening in our world, so many things going on, so much confusion, and people, and animals, and events, and the weather, and planets. There's so much happening in our world. And then you have those blue strings, which connect you with the spiritual realm. And he's saying that essentially this point, that since this shows you that there's a physical world surrounding us, you know, it's all around us, it's made up of all these elements, there's lots happening out there, but our goal is to be able to see that blue thread and find where God is throughout everything else. It's the same idea, me showing you how the actual mitzvah itself kind of denotes and connotes it all, and represents it all. So you can view tzitzis as really a model of the human world, and the model of how we're supposed to see God through it all. That God is the force behind it all. He's the creator. He's the control of it all. Now, it's fascinating. In Parshas Korach, follows Shlach. Shlach is where it discusses Tzitzis. And Tzitzis actually ends that Parsha in the Torah. The very next Parsha is about Korach. Vayikach Korach took. Korach was the one who rebelled against Moshe. Korach said, "Who do you think you are? We're all holy. We all heard God speak at Mount Sinai. Why do you think you can control us all? Why are you the one who's the top of the nation?" Korach, as we know, was at the end suffered greatly. He was swallowed up by the ground. But the Torah, the Talmud tells us, why is it that Korach jumps into the Torah just after the discussion of tzitzis. What's the connection? There's supposed to be a connection. The Torah is not random. So if the Torah discusses tzitzis and then immediately jumps into the story of Korach, there must be a connection between the two. So the rabbis teach us that Korach came into Moshe with several different complaints or claims. One of his claims was, if you have a garment that's entirely techeilus, entirely blue, why do you need tzitzis on it? That was one of his claims he made. He said, if you have a house full of svarim, of Jewish books, why do you need a mezuzah? He mentioned that as well. So you have a people full of, you have us holy people, full of people who heard God speak. Everyone here is a prophet. Why do we need you, Moshe? That was his ultimate point. But one of Korach's complaints or questions to Moshe was, if your garment's entirely blue, then why do you have to put tzitzis on the garment? If the point of tzitzis is to link you to God, just to see the blue and remember God, then if my shirt's entirely blue, I remember God 100%. I don't need the strings anymore. It's a good question. You know, it makes sense, the question. It's a very good question. So what's the answer? So the answer to the question is simply, that's not how the world works. A garment that's totally blue means that you see God everywhere. You look at the table, you see God. You look at the wall, you see God. You look at outside, you see God everywhere. That's not how the physical world we live in doesn't work that way. The world we live in, God is hidden. God's not obvious. And since this is supposed to be a model for us in our current situation, Korach was talking about something which is not the lifestyle that we live. You know, it's interesting. Kabbalistically, they view Korach as somebody who is actually very righteous, but beyond his time. Korach was actually somebody living in a world, you know, like in the future, in the world to come, the times of Mashiach, where God is apparent everywhere. And Korach was trying to, you know, to apply that in modern times. Moshe tells him, you're crazy. You know, that's a wonderful thought, but that doesn't apply to us. That's not the real world we live in right now. In the future, it could be that you do see God. I mean, we will see God everywhere in the future. You know, in the times when Mashiach comes, God is apparent throughout the whole world. It says that the knowledge of God will cover the earth like the water covers the ocean. That we have in the future. But right now, Korach is somebody who is as far beyond this time. That's Kabbalistic what they say about Korach. He's actually somebody who was very righteous, but he was trying to bring in too much spirituality too early in history. It's a very interesting thing. But his point is very significant for our point, that Korach was saying, if it's entirely blue, what are the strings for? And the answer is, the strings are there to model real everyday life, and the entirely blue garment is not something we live with. We don't see God in every single movement of our life. We don't see God in every single object in the world. So we have to find God. The word I mentioned before, the word for world in Hebrew is olam, which comes from the word helam, hidden, because this world is what was created to hide God. And you have to find God in this world. To say that the world is entirely blue and God's everywhere, I mean, we're supposed to believe that, but we don't live that way. We don't see that. We don't feel it all the time. So that's why tzitzis have the white and the blue together, to show that the blue hides amongst the white. The white is the neutrality of this world, where you don't see God, and that blue is hiding behind all the white. It's very interesting also, the Gera Rebbe, the Sfas Emes, he writes, he quotes, I think he's quoting from a Midrash, a very interesting analogy. The Midrash is discussing the idea of many, many mitzvos, and it actually says that you can give an analogy for tzitzis, that somebody is drowning in the ocean, and somebody throws him a rope to save him. He says tzitzis are this rope. Tzitzis are the idea that we're drowning in a world of confusion. Now we look around us, and we see tragedy, we see terror attacks, we see people suffering, we see a lot of darkness, and we're drowning in this sea of confusion, in this sea of evil, in this sea of immorality. And the tzitzis are that string. It's like somebody throwing you a rope when you're drowning. You can pull up on the rope and save yourself. Tzitzis are supposed to be that string to save us, to show us where to look and where to find God through it all. It keeps us connected. Now I would give another analogy. It's like, you know, when an astronaut goes on a spacewalk, so he's always tethered back to the space shuttle. If not, he's going to float off and be lost into oblivion. But tzitzis are how we remain tethered to the mothership. And tzitzis are supposed to be that those ropes, those tethers that bind us to God at all moments, so that even when we're off in the world, we're on our spacewalk doing our thing, we're out in the in the confusion and in the struggle and in the challenges, we always have that rope linking us back to God at all times. That's the idea of tzitzis. So that's what the Midrash tells us, that it's like that guy drowning at sea who's thrown a rope to save his life. You have to grab onto the rope. So tzitzis trains us to live life with the proper perspective at every single moment. Our eyes have to stay like on the ball, you know, on the purpose. And as soon as we wander off and we're about to do something wrong, there's supposed to be that string leading us back to God again, showing us, no, you're connected to God, you're tethered back to the space shuttle, and therefore you have to stay focused, keep yourself in line. So that, I think, is the broader concept of tzitzis. As you mentioned, you know, women are not obligated, and I would suggest that women have that more innate sense of morality, the more sensitive than men are. It's said in many ways. There are many sources say such a thing. And they don't need that constant reminder like men do, because, you know, men, you know, I think are more likely to be drawn away than women are. And that's found in many mitzvahs and many sources. There's another element of tzitzis I want to share, though. There's an element of tzitzis which is it's a broader concept of mitzvahs in general. But tzitzis is used as the model. There's a verse. I believe it's in Mishlei, in Proverbs. It says, Chacham lev yikach mitzvos. That somebody who's wise grabs onto mitzvos. And the idea of that is that, you know, just like all of us, if we were walking along and we saw all these diamonds scattered on the road, so we'd get down and start gathering all the diamonds up. You know? That's what we would do. So somebody who's wise is always trying to snatch up mitzvos whenever possible. They always want to snatch a mitzvah. Because why? Mitzvahs are more valuable than diamonds. Mitzvahs give you eternal life. And diamonds only give you life in this world. So this idea of giving it, so you always want to snatch the mitzvah whenever you can. So there's a famous story of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, one of our greatest scholars and tzaddikim we've had in the past few centuries, possibly in all of Jewish history. The Vilna Gaon was quoted to have said, as he was in his last days before he died, they found him crying. And they said, "Why are you crying?" And he said, "You know, I'm about to leave such a precious world where for a few dollars, whatever currency he had, for a few dollars, you could buy some string, make tzitzis, and with that you can acquire eternal life." And he said, "I'm about to leave this world where I can't do that anymore. In the world to come, you can't acquire any more eternal life. You have whatever you have is what you have. You know, your bank account's already filled, and whatever is there is what you can use. It's a retirement fund, but you can't add to it anymore. That's the world to come." So the Vilna Gaon said, "You know, for me, it's so tragic to leave this world, because in this world, just for a few dollars, I can tie tzitzis, I can wear them, and I can acquire eternal life. And that's the world, I can't do that anymore." But he was crying about tzitzis. That's how the story goes. And the idea that he said is that tzitzis is such an easy mitzvah to do. They're not expensive. You know, you can go to the Jewish bookstore again for like 10, 15 bucks or something. It's just some string, you know, cotton or wool, whatever you buy. You put them on, they don't get in your way, they don't bother you. It doesn't take any extra superhuman effort to put on tzitzis. And through that, you know, it's a bargain. You know, through that, it's $10, you acquire eternal life. And it's an attitude, not just on tzitzis, but an attitude in general about mitzvos. Mitzvos in general, you know, there are hard ones and easy ones. So the easy ones are for sure a bargain. An easy mitzvah to do, you know, to do something which is very quick and easy. With that, you know, you say one bracha. You say one nice word to a friend. You know, whatever that easy mitzvah is that you're doing, through that, you just acquired eternal life. What a bargain. You know, you go to the store and they say there's a 50% off sale, you grab what's there. So for a cheap mitzvah, you know, mitzvah which is easy, inexpensive. Yeah, right? It's worth it. But it's this attitude of the chacham lev, the wise man will always grab mitzvahs. Because we understand the value of mitzvah. The same way that we would all go grab the sales, or we all go grab diamonds if they were scattered on the street. To grab easy mitzvahs. So I'm not trying to say not to grab hard mitzvahs, but certainly easy mitzvahs we should be grabbing. You know, hard mitzvahs take a little bit more, everything, the truth is any mitzvah is a bargain. Because no matter how hard it is in this world, the benefits are far beyond that. And that's for sure. Even from our perspective in this world, an easy mitzvah such as tzitzis, there are many mitzvahs like that are very easy, don't take much effort, don't take much time, not too much money, you have to overcome many overwhelming urges. There are a lot of times where we could do a very easy mitzvah. So when we could do that, and I realize that the return is immeasurable, it's worth it. It's a great investment. So tzitzis serves as that model. The Vilna Gaon cried over tzitzis. He said it's such an easy, inexpensive mitzvah. It's not intrusive in your life. It doesn't get in your way. It doesn't cost much money. And with that, you get immeasurable reward in the world to come. So that's an attitude for us to have in life for any mitzvah. That's that attitude. And then the Torah tells us, ultimately, the goal is, if you keep reading the end of the discussion of tzitzis in the Torah, it says, you should put on tzitzis, you should see them, remember God's commands and do them, velusa suru, and you should not stray after your hearts and after your eyes, after which you constantly are straying. So ultimately, tzitzis should lead us that we don't stray. Meaning our eyes and our hearts take us many different ways sometimes. And the rabbis speak about what eyes and hearts represent in terms of maybe we're talking about heretical ideas, bad ideology. Maybe we're talking about just being drawn in and seduced into doing things which are immoral or inappropriate. But tzitzis are supposed to keep us from straying. That's what the Torah says. If our focus remains at looking for that blue and finding Hashem, so we won't get distracted or fooled or lured by our fantasies and by false ideologies of this world and temptations, we keep our eye on the ball. We make sure that what we're doing is always focused. Now nowadays, unfortunately, we don't have the blue in our tzitzis, but the concept remains. And I always stress in these classes that a mitzvah is a physical act, which is an obligation, but there's also a concept that comes with it. And that concept could apply far beyond the mitzvah. So every man who's wearing four corners has to wear the tzitzis. But the concept of tzitzis, to understand that in this world, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of darkness, a lot of evil, a lot of immorality. There aren't so many people who are pushing us to find God. And that we have to look through every single event and perceive God, perceive that blue string heading up. That's something that applies regardless of the garment. So the garment's an obligation, but the concept goes far beyond that. It could be said, I'm not sure if this is true, but it could be said that the reason that we don't have the blue nowadays is because God's becoming harder to find nowadays. You know, we've been in exile for 2,000 years. We don't have prophecy. We don't have a temple. We're missing a lot right now. So it could be that the world as we have right now, God's even more hidden than God was before. There's a concept in the Torah that God can be Hester b'sol Hester. He can be hidden within the hidden. A double seclusion, a double hiddenness. So it could be the life we live right now, we don't even have the blue, because even the blue's hard to find.
Yeah,
nowadays we don't wear the blue, right? Well, we don't have that dye anymore.
Some people do.
That tchelos dye, as mentioned before, you find from this chilazon species.
But there's some institute in Israel. That
we mentioned that before, but that's something which is not necessarily agreed upon by all the authorities that they found.
Yeah, but there's
is.
People in shuls. You just see it around.
That's correct. You see it around. But the mainstream practice nowadays is still don't wear the blue. And it's because it's been lost. I mean, until recently, everybody knew it was lost, right? Now they've just discovered, maybe they found it. This is it's a modern innovation. They think they found this, a modern discovery. But for sure, for centuries and centuries of Jewish life, we didn't have the blue. And I'm just saying, it could be the deeper concept is that God, as time goes on, has become more and more hidden from us. But it doesn't mean we can't find them. And it means that still in every event of life, your job is to try to perceive that blue string heading up to the heavens. That's always our goal. Yeah. About touch the skin. You shouldn't wear. You're talking about the smaller tzitzis,
yeah,
right? Talis kantin. You shouldn't wear it like in place of an undershirt. Like this is going to absorb my sweat when I'm doing exercise. That you shouldn't do. But it's allowed to be on the skin. You know, a person on a normal day, they want to wear just the tzitzis and a shirt. That's fine. It's not a problem. But if you're going out to play sports, and tzitzis is going to be that garment which is going to absorb all your sweat, and it's just acting as like your as your undershirt would act, then you shouldn't wear it that way. But in general, you're allowed to have it on the skin. That's fine.
Yeah, I have a question about that. So, if a woman would put on a pair of tzitzit, I guess it wouldn't be.